We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Beis Omad Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Kuf Ayin Beis Omad Aleph at the end of a line. Omo Lahu Rava Barav Shila Lahanu Kasve Shtara Aknaisa. So Rava Barav Shila told the writers of Shtari Aknaisa, which means Shtar Kenyan, when you buy a property, it actually wants to be a Shtar Matana. We'll speak out of Shtar Matana. It was Pasha Shtar Mechira as well. When you're writing this Shtar Kenyan, so when you write it, Kikasfino Shtar Aknisa, Iyadisu Yoyme de Knisu Bey, if you know the exact day the Kenyan was done, Kosvu, you write it. Biloi, Kosvu Yoyme de Kamaisi Bey. Write the day that you are standing today, Kehege Lemis Chazi Kashikra. Which means here we have a shtar that is a shtar mechira that has a chrayis in it, that has a insurance in it, or a shtar matana, which is not a gay insurance. So he's saying, you don't really have to have the exact date in this shtar. If the kinyan was done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and you're writing the shtar on ear, so he told his the eidim like this, if you know the exact date it was sold, write down it was sold on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If not, write the day you're writing the shtar. And what's the reason? Because it looks like a sheker to write the wrong date. Are you going to ask me, if I write the wrong date, so then I'm not going to be able to collect from the insurance, from the kuchas, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So the Rashbam has arichas here, and he says, you can collect, there is a lien on all the moichas properties from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And he explains, he says, when I sell a property, the koil is not through the shtar. The koil is through the actual sale. If there's a sale with the kinyan and the edim, there was edim by this kinyan, then the sale itself makes a koil, and therefore there's no chash that anyone who bought anything after Rosh Chodesh didn't know about it. You knew about it. When there's a sale, we know about it.
So if there's a koil, put in that koil then?
No, it makes a difference. You can't lie. He doesn't know the koil date. He didn't know exactly. They don't know exactly what date happened. But for anyone buying a property, there was a koil that there was a sale here, and they have to be careful. They're careful. There's no hafsid. But halva, we know that by halva, it has to be the exact date, whatever the date is. Because by halva, he says, if you see the word psak in the Rashbam, on the right side, it's like, 15 lines down. He says, "V'dafka shtori aknaisa, v'shtori avash yesh b'achrayis lo yichtoy v'al yoyim shoyim ba'achshav." You can't, even if you remember the date, you can't write it. Dim kain ha'avei muktum apostle, because if not, then it's muktum. The osta mitzvah kuchah is mizvan ha'kosu v'shtar, shleik adin. Why? Because the oilam ain't al kuchah v'shabad v'shum adam kozman shle nichtav shtar. Ad she yichu min ha'loi v'kakoyis acha she nichtav shtar. Because the reason is, as a few lines later, v'heim loim neshtavdu ala acha ksivis hashtar, de'edim acha sumim ala shtar innu mafkele l'kala. That's what the Rashbam says, it is, like we always assume that way, the dafka shtar is mafkir that makes the koil. He actually brings down later on the Rashbam, Rabbi Hananel, that argues and holds that the kinyan on halva with edim would also make a koil even without a shtar, and this gemara is universal. Sai by mecher and sai by halva, but the Rashbam argues. Rashbam says, this gemara that says, I could write a shtar a month later and date it for the date that the thing happened, is only by mecher, Rashbam says, but not by halva. Omulu Rav l'safre, Rav told the sefer, v'chein amul Rav hunu l'safre, ki kamisu b'shili, when you're writing a shtar in shili, kosu b'shili, even though he gave you over the stuff in Hini, and we'll explain this in a second, which means like this, the sale or any other edus that happened, it happened in Hini, and you're writing the shtar in Shili. So what you're writing the shtar is, which means I'm writing the shtar b'shili, what I saw in Hini. You have to do that, because if you don't do that, it looks like a sheker. And Tosfos speaks out, the Chiddushes, Tosfos Rav Kosov speaks the Chiddushes, even though they're so close together, and why can't you just write that there was a Maisa in Hini, and this is the Maisa, and even though you're standing in Shili, why can't you write that? It still looks like Sheker, even though they're right next to each other, the two cities, they're very close, they're in walking distance, still, you should be exact and don't write any Sheker in the Shtar, even though it makes no difference really where the Edom are sitting, it doesn't really make a difference, but on Sheker, the Shtar should be accurate and say exactly where you are. Omar Rav. Back to the technicalities of people who want to do shtick with a shtar. Amar Rava, Haiman the Noked Shtara Bar Mei Azuzi. So a guy has a shtar that he's a malva, and the loiva owes him 100 zuz. Now, it seems like they wrote the shtar already. For Omar, And then he says, Shavin Ele Trebne Chamshin. He says, I want to switch the star to 250s. I want to make it to 250s. Now the question is, how in the world could you do that? I always said before, according to Rav, Edim can rewrite a star once they roll a star once. So some answer, they're talking about a Bezdin. We said a Bezdin could do that. And or the Ritva says they didn't sign the star yet. They just wrote up the star. So here, but now they didn't ask the Leiva permission. They want to do it at the Das Leiva, make it into 250s. And what does he gain by that? He's gained by that he doesn't have to rewrite a new star if he pays by his part. He doesn't write a shaver. He wants to switch to 250s because the guy might pay him half at a time. The halacha is, Leiva Shvimlu, we don't listen to him. Because there's a mile of having it 100 zuz, and unless they're both on board, they both have a taina why 100 zuz is better. My time of the Rabbanah, Milsa, the Nichle, the Malva, Nichle, the Leiva. This that we're keeping at 100 has a mile for the Malva and for the Leiva. Even though here the Malva doesn't care, this case, but the Maisa Bechlal. That when it's 100 stars, 100 is a mile for the Malva and the Leiva. What is that? Nichle, the Malva, this Yaakov Lefeiroi. The Malva is a mile. When you have a star that says 100, and then he pays 50, what you do is you give him a shayver, you give him a receipt to pay 50, and now he's still holding on to the star of 100. So that forces the loiva to want to pay it up as quickly as possible. Because if he loses the shayver, he's going to be at 100. So therefore, it's a mile of having a star that's 100. And when nichle loiva, the loiva has a mile of having 100, not 50-50. Kehecha the nifkam shtari. The halacha is that if someone walks into a bezdin with a star of 100 and he's only collecting 50, he has to make a shvua no matter what. It's called a pegam story. If a star has a pegam, which means a star is already half paid, automatically he has to make a shvua. The Rishbam brings down the Mishnah Ksuva. It says a pegam es ksubasa loy sifra el b'shvua. Once your star is partly paid, it's then you have to make a shvua. Who didn't call stars? Dr. Rishbam like six of second shvuas that all stars have a halacha. So therefore, the malva has to swear. This is why the lender has to swear. To even collect half, because his star is 100, and he's collecting half, he has to make a shvua that he wasn't paid the whole thing. Because maybe.
It's like a
mixer,
kind of thing.
Right, the mixer. This star is half not true, and therefore he has to make the shvua. That's the halacha. So therefore, keeping it 100 has a mile for both. That's a mile for the mile, because this way he could force the loiver to pay. He has more leverage, and he'll want to pay quicker. And the loiver's mile is that there's a begemish star, and he has to make a shvua. Let's say the opposite case. They wrote the star with $100 loan and they had 250s. But Omar, he says, you know, I want to switch to 100. I want to make it to one that's 100. You don't make it into 100. Ovid Rabbana Milsa, the Nichale Lamalva, Nichale Leiva. Again, because here, even though the Malva has some kind of gain here, but this thing is made in a way when it's 100, it's a mile for both of them. And when it's a 50-50 rather, we said before the miles of 100. The mile of 50 or so is a mile for both of them. Nichle mal, nichle loiva. Nichle mal, kechle nifkam story. 100 is better, so the 50-50 is better than 100 because no pekim story. 50-50 is better because it never comes to a case of shvur. If he pays half, he stole the full star of 50. But nichle loiva, this is Yaakov Apira, and the loiva has a mile of 250s. This way, he doesn't have leverage against him, he doesn't have a $100 star sitting against him. Because it pays up 50, you only have the $50 star. So therefore, they both have a milah. The Gemara is bringing out that it's milah to both, for both of them have a milah on both type of star. Therefore, one cannot switch the star without the other one's permission. If either means the malva, because a loiva always can write a star without a malva's permission. But it means here, the malva, once the malva has a star in his hand, and he lent the money, he can switch the star. Because he's always, the loiva always has a milah from the thing they have, is always a milah of something else that you're going to do. Omar Rav Ashi, Haima the Nakash Torah Bar Meya Zuzi, a guy has a star that's 100. And for some reason, he wants to switch it to a 50. Let's switch it to Omar. Shavinu Nele, Chad Bar Chamshin. He wants to switch it to a 50. Takes 100 to switch it to a 50. Loi Mashvin Le. He can't do it. It looks like he's being a nice guy. He says, I have a $100 star. He says, they'll tell the Eidim, we switch to a 50. He only owes me $50. I'm an honest guy. We don't believe this. Why? My time. Marina, Hai Mifre Pare. He really paid up the whole star. He said, give me my star. I lost it because of the Tavra. And he wrote a Tavra. He wrote a Shaver. And this guy takes out the 50. So we worried that the $100 star was paid up. But he didn't give him the star. He gave him a Shaver. The Shaver says he paid $100. Now this guy is going to pull out the $50 star. It's a new star. It's $50 star. It's a mishtar.
Originally, he learned 100.
100. And he
said,
paid
100. Take a 50.
No, he paid it. No, right now.
50.
Right, one switch to 50.
And then he paid him back really to 100.
Right, right. A few weeks later, he paid him 100. He said, where's my star? He says, I don't have it. So he gave him a shayv thing. Now he'll get another $50. He gets another $50. It's a very good shtick. He has $50. Who, the loiver?
Yeah.
Why? The loiver, he asked him a star. He asked him for the star and he said, no, I don't have a star. I lost it. So he gave him a shayver.
So give a shayver for 100.
He gave him a shayver for 100. But now the star says 50. It's a different star.
But if it's a star mukdam, it's not a mishtar me'ocher.
No, it's a mukdam, yeah, but they're two loans a day. It took two loans that day.
Two separate
days. Yeah, 150. It took two loans that day. So therefore, that's what we're worried about, and that's the shtick he could do. Now, Tosis points out that the first two cases, he could have the same thing. When he wanted to switch to 100 and 250s, maybe the case was he paid up to 100, now he has 250s. Why don't you worry about that there? That's Tosis Kasha.
If you certify these things in Beis Din, yeah, do they have to match? They put a receipt number on each thing?
No, that's the Shabbat 4, if you write to the receipt. Saying, yeah.
What was the mile of certifying in Beis Din?
A Kiyam, Kiyam. Those Kiyam are start that Eidim are true, that's all. The Eidim are true.
The right way to do it is put a number.
Here's the answer. So Tosis asks, it's Kasha. Tosis says on the Gemara 4, when I said I have 100, they make two stars. So Tosis asks, what do you mean? Why are you worried that really the 100 is paid up? And as you can, two stars is 50. That's Tosis Kasha. The bottom Tosis says, Tema. Amali Kama the Peru, Kedomar of Ashi Vesama. So if I read the Hakamar Philly, the Dinah Shay Peru, the case over there was that the labor was being moided and pay in that case. Labor was saying, I don't want two stars, but I'm moided, I pay. I didn't pay. So that's why there's no chash. There's a new problem that I'm changing stories. That's what makes the problems over there, and that's the issue over there.